For years, Portugal's employers have lobbied to reduce the number of public holidays. Since the country sought a bailout earlier this year, productivity issues have moved up the agenda. Portugal has 14 public holidays, one of the highest numbers in Europe, although statutory annual leave is average. The right-of-centre government recently said it intended to extend private sector working hours by half an hour a day and cut some public holidays. The remaining holidays would in future fall on a Monday or Friday to stop employees taking off days squeezed between a holiday and the weekend. Many of Portugal's holidays are religious in origin, and the Catholic Church here expressed its fears for these. Then it proposed a bargain. It would accept the abolition of two religious holidays if the government abolished two secular ones. At a news conference, Cardinal José Policarpo said the Vatican was now handling the matter.
Disse-nos o senhor anunciou ontem que o pedido de negociação ainda não tinha chegado. Eu expliquei ao senhor ministro há uma semana como é que se fazia isso para ele pedir a abertura das negociações.
This talk of negotiations scandalized secularists such as Ricardo Alves of the Association Republic and Secularism. In an open letter to the economy minister, it said the church had no right to impose conditions.
This is a secular state, and the Catholic Church is not meant to rule what the people decide. Civic holidays are for everyone. Catholic holidays are only for the people of the Catholic persuasion. And we're not all Catholics anymore in Portugal.
The association is also annoyed that Republic Day, October the 5th, is a candidate for the chop. But the matter has yet to be debated by employers and trade unions, which is constitutional procedure. Meanwhile, the government has dropped the idea of moving most of the remaining holidays to next weekends, saying it's impractical. Alison Roberts, BBC, Lisbon.